going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
He puts on that Browns helmet. He is a member of the Browns.
Bingo.
And I don't care where he played college football. And if you're hung up on that, man, you need to get a life. You really do. Because you're going to love him if he helps the Browns do something. So get over it. We're going to talk more about that. Also, some of the coverage of last night. I got a network. I don't know if I can watch him again. I just like blown away. A great analyst and a host that like was nails on a chalkboard. So he's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin.
I disagree with you on that, but that's okay.
Well, we haven't even said a name yet.
You didn't have to.
You can wait till 12:40, and we'll talk about that a little bit later. I want to know what you think, and we're also asking you this question. Did the Browns do the right thing last night? I mean, really, are you okay with it? Are you happy with it? So I'm going to ask you this. Did you love it? Did you hate it? Or are you saying to yourself, let's see. See what they do tonight. 33-36 tonight. 33-36 in the second round. So right out of the gate, boom, we're going to see what the Browns are thinking. Man, I got to tell you, Jeff, you said it before, too. If they draft a quarterback with either one of those picks, I'm wondering what they did yesterday.
It makes you think a little bit. Unless, you know, Andy, there are teams in the NFL that have more than one good quarterback. And if you develop quarterback, you can always trade quarterback for something else. And that's why I think that, especially Jalen Milroe, to me, is the guy that if by chance they take a quarterback tonight, I would think it's because a guy like Milroe falls and maybe is there in the third round. You know, if they took Shedeur Sanders tonight, it would really make you think, well, do they think he's the right guy? Or are they trying to get that, you know, quarterback next year? I don't like kicking it down the road because you never know. And you could play Flacco and Pickett this year and go win some games. I
don't think they bet against themselves this year by picking up another pick, by picking up next year's first round pick.
Yeah, I don't think they did either.
I think they gave themselves an excellent opportunity to grab the best quarterback next year.
And to me, it screams that we didn't think, and they might be wrong, they didn't think Travis Hunter or Abdul Carter was going to be this absolute beast superstar player. And they think that Mason Graham can be just as much of a contributor to them as those guys could have been. And they better be right about that. You can't pass up huge, huge, huge talent.
216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Cool Ray in Bedford. Hi, Cool Ray.
Hey, what's up, man?
How are you?
I'm $500 richer thanks to the Browns.
Oh, you said that yesterday. You said they'll make you some money. So they did, I guess.
I told you they'll screw this up. So to answer your question, I hate it, but I think a superlative need to be put in front of that word.
Go ahead.
Strongly. Listen, man, I knew the Browns was going to screw this up. I just didn't know how bad. Like, really? Okay, you traded down.
Wait, did Mason Graham have a bad game last night? I'm still trying. Okay, keep going. Yep, keep going.
No, you didn't even get the best player in the draft. And then,
well, you had the number five pick. I would hope that you wouldn't have the best player in the draft.
The best player available.
Okay.
Okay, so yes, you got a DT. Can y'all tell me how many teams in the NFL actually runs right up the gut now? Isn't this more zone blocking and zone running schemes? Like, real?
Nori, you need to come in on Tuesdays, because Jeff and I normally, like most people, leave work right after they're done doing their show. Jeff and I sit here till 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night, and all we do is break down film. Because we were sitting there the other day, and we're just doing percentages of how often people run right up the middle. And I actually don't have an answer for you. Jeff, do you have an answer for him?
I missed that one, Cool Ring.
Why don't you come into one of our film sessions?
I do know the Philadelphia Eagles enjoyed their parade an awful lot. And, man, they load up on defensive linemen.
Yeah, but you know what? They also have a great coach and a great organization. So we had to really look at that. But here it is. Mm-hmm. The Browns blew this. And I'm going to tell you, when they traded down, I was like, ooh, I got more money coming because I know I but then I said, this, when they made the pick, I said, this is an organization and a GM that's scared. Like, this is, he's not going to sell jerseys. Ain't nobody running to the store to buy no, whatever his last name is.
Manning jersey, you're right. No one's buying a Drew Aller jersey yet.
But nobody, and then you could, I mean, with all the holes that this team needs, that's where you went. Like, real, I mean, like, let's be honest. Like, you guys are so good, you can sell this guy to be the greatest player coming out of college. That's how good you guys are. But realistically.
Not our job, though.
A DT that needs help putting pressure on a quarterback while in college, that was your number five pick?
And again, as I mentioned earlier, who knows? Maybe that was the scheme that he was playing in at Michigan. Maybe that's what they wanted him to do. We will see. Look, you can't go wrong with a guy who was highly thought of by everybody in the draft. And oddly to me, Cool Ray, a lot of every analyst that I've seen talk about this has given the Browns a pretty good grade as far as what they did. Whether or not that pans out, I don't know. It comes down to this to me. You could have had Abdul Carter. You could have had Travis Hunter. You didn't take either one. And it just screams to me, because you didn't think either one was going to be as good as the hype. If you thought either one was going to be as good as the hype, then you have to take them. And we'll see if the Browns are right about that. Mm-hmm. And if Mason Graham is close to as good as Travis Hunter, or close to as good as Abdul Carter, and you pick up Travion Henderson tonight, Andy.
Okay.
And he becomes a perennial 1,000-yard rusher for you. Mm-hmm. And next year, you get a number one pick that might be 15 and above, and you get whatever you get out of that. Well, this is clearly a trade that you have to wait and see, because it depends on so many moving parts. Hunter, Carter, they better be phenomenal. If they're phenomenal, the Browns screwed up. If they're not, the Browns didn't. And is Graham really good? Is whoever they pick up with the second round pick tonight really good? And what do they do with the number one next year?
All right, I can customize my Drew Aller jersey for the Browns. And so they have to take the word dad off, and they'd have to put Aller in there. $129. Hey, if you spend more than $49, it ships for free.
If they draft Milroe and he sits there and develops, if they draft Shuck, if they draft Shedeur Sanders, you don't need a quarterback next year. Maybe. Maybe.
I got to wonder what they were doing last night. If they take a quarterback at 33 or 36 tonight, I'm going to wonder what. And again, the other part of it was,
except for one thing.
Well, it's your one thing, not mine. I'm just telling you. Listen, my friend. Listen. I wonder what they were doing yesterday if they draft a quarterback at 33 or 36. And then I'll also wonder if it was a total rebuild. Then why didn't they trade Myles Garrett? Those are the two things. Now, what's your one thing? Tell me your one thing.
If you happen to draft a young quarterback tonight, second or third round, and he becomes, even if he doesn't get on the field this year, mm-hmm. if you think he's going to be really good, you might not need to draft a quarterback next year. You also might not be in a position to draft a quarterback next year.
Well, you sound like Andrew Berry did last night. Like, that's what I thought, because Andrew didn't close the door on...
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it.
And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
On that premise that you just had, he kind of talked about that.
Meaning,
look, they're not guaranteeing that they're going to use that number one pick that they picked up last night on a quarterback next year.
Well, you can't guarantee that.
Right.
You know, and Arch Manning doesn't even have to come out next year.
That's why I'm buying a Drew Aller jersey. I just told you how much it was.
Is Drew going to be better? I mean, like, you know, we'd love to Medina County kids. That'd be great. Is he going to be better than Jalen Milroe? I don't know.
Anthony is in Akron. Hi, Anthony.
Anthony.
Hey, what's up, guys? I love you guys.
Thanks, man. Love it, hate it, or let's see.
I love it. I love it, man. I'm a big O-line, D-line guy. I played both throughout high school, college. I'm a big tape guy, like you guys were just saying. Look, the one thing someone mentioned 10, 15 minutes ago about D-linemen disappearing. Look, Mason Graham is not one of those guys. All right, if you're an OSU guy, you've seen that guy whip our butt the past few years.
Amen.
This guy is strong. He's flexible. He gets off the ball quick. He's got that wrestling background, so he knows how to use his leverage. I love his initial first contact. You just see him get off the ball and just rock a lineman. You see their helmet snap back a little bit.
Does he think he has gator arms? Jeff was bringing that up.
Gator arm?
Small arms.
No, I mean, you know, sometimes I think when you're talking about an interior D lineman, that's having a shorter arms is okay because you're dealing with guards and centers a lot who also don't have the longest arms. You really just want a lot of leverage in those positions. You want a guy that can stay low. You want a guy that can command a double team, which is exactly what he does. I think that's why his pick works so well, is because, look, people want to talk about sacks and all this. The guy's a D-tackle. D-tackles aren't getting that many sacks. Aaron Donald. Well, Aaron Donald's a Hall of Famer, right? So, You know, you just can't – like, we can't compare everyone to Aaron Donald. But what this guy is going to do is he's going to demand more offensive linemen blocking him. So that's going to free up Garrett. And now we have the recently exonerated Mike Hall as well. Hopefully he can get something going this year. But also what this does, too, is we secured that Jaguars first-round pick next year. And, you know, let's be honest here, I think we're looking at next year's situation where we both might be in the top five again, to be honest. So now we kind of have two top five picks. I don't think this is the draft to fix all these issues. You know, a lot of people that are disappointed in this, I think they came in to this draft thinking we're gonna fix our QB, we're gonna fix our offense. This just simply wasn't the draft to do that. This just isn't it. I think that next year we have a lot better potential for offensive weapons. But if I'm looking at the best available here that's still left, I mean, I think you got 5-6 guys on D. If our philosophy is just best overall, you got 5-6
here we
guys
go. Yep.
Still
yep.
on defense.
All right, Anthony, hey, we got to roll. I'm sorry. We got to go up against our good phone call, though. We appreciate you. Thank you, Anthony and Akron.
Thanks, Anthony.
Checking in, 216-474-0092. When we come back, we'll talk to Eric Edom, NFL.com draft analyst.